Proclamation number 6132 of 11th of December, 1954. Problem of the Incarnation of God. Love, Truth, God are one. The human being can only attain the truth if he lives a life of love. Otherwise his spirit will remain unawakened and his intellect will be dominated by the one who is against the truth, because he is against me. You humans should consider that everything takes place according to law, that every cause determines its effect, that one lawfully results from the other. And it is also such a law that light emanates from a fire, that a fire radiates light. And so also the light of truth proceeds from the fire of love, even though this seems to be utter nonsense to a worldly man. Nevertheless, it is and remains a law which you humans cannot overturn. You can only act against such a law by trying to acquire the truth intellectually. But you will recognize the extent to which the intellect succeeds by the many different results, most of which contradict each other. However, anyone who wants to kindle a light within himself is to live in love, for through loving activity he draws me to himself as the eternal love, and I can truly give him a true enlightenment. Through my presence in him I can illuminate the darkest corners with light. There simply cannot be anything misunderstood or erroneous where the truth from me obviously makes itself known. And it makes itself known to everyone who makes contact with me through loving activity. But without love no light can become, no matter how eagerly the intellect wants to kindle a light. God, light, truth, love. They are one, and every human being is in possession of everything if he possesses one. And again, God is Jesus Christ. So the divine Redeemer cannot be eliminated if man believes himself to be in possession of the truth. For enlightenment about the problem of the incarnation in Jesus is likewise the result of a life of love, because all truth is light which is radiated by the fire of love, and because light illuminates everything and chases away everything untrue from the human being's heart. Therefore I can only ever admonish you to love if you want to reach the truth. And through my teaching of love I only draw you to me again, who am eternal love myself. Thus, as soon as I myself can be in you, I can also work in you, and my working is enlightenment of spirit, a state in which you brightly and clearly recognize all correlations, in which you see everything as it corresponds to the truth. I can give you the fullest truth, but only when you unite with me, and this unity means working in love. 4. He who abides in love abides in me and I in him. And where I am there is light, where I am there is truth. But without me you will eternally not attain to the truth. Amen.